There you are, love. Thank you for joining me for tea. I have so many duties to review today. I don't know how I should survive without your company. Well, come on. Have a seat. And you may remove your helmet. I don't know why my father insists on you wearing it. It hides your beautiful face, my love. Yes, I know, for protection and honor, though you need not worry so much when you're sat beside me. There's a reason dozens of guards roam this palace and, like you, right outside my door. If you insist on remaining on duty, you may return to your post. Though, right now, I'd rather you not. Oh, Sir Knight, I knew you'd come through. Here, let me pour you one. Nonsense. We don't need a maid to serve all of our teas. The queen can take care of herself, you know. Yes, a queen. Why wouldn't I consider myself one? I am next in line, after all. Well, yes, hopefully not for a very long time, but still. I don't want to be the one just sitting on the throne and making orders. One day, I hope to be a ruler that helps people and not just sit in their office all day. It has been quite some time. But for now, yes, a princess can pour her own cup of tea. Oh, I forgot to thank you for sending in my ladies this morning. Well, I wouldn't prefer to sip my morning tea clad in nothing but underpinnings and lace. All those tiny buttons along my back, I could never find a way to dress myself. You are familiar, Sir Knight. Why, I don't believe you. You'll have to prove it to me at a much more private occasion. Now, on to business. I have received word from our partners from the lumbering company and, well, Father isn't pleased. Whenever is he? I think it's a shame he cannot see the goodness in others. All he cares about is how much his alliances and agreements will benefit him and... Well, that's true, but then... For the kingdom... I know. He's doing all he can to prevent another recession. It does frighten me so to think. It's been so long. And, yes, we have survived. I rejoiced for once. Why? Because you were brought into my life. And by that, I mean I grew into the age where my father sought my protection against my will, and he found just the right man to do it. Still, I wish he'd lighten his grip. Seems I can't set foot outside the palace wall without a guard pinned to each of my sides. I don't mind you, though. Oh, sir, your armor doesn't fool me. I know what lies in the iron beneath. A noble heart and a kind soul. While you follow orders and obey your duties, you can rest assured that I feel nothing but undoubted love for you. My father? Oh, you know he'd never approve. But should that stop me in my tracks? A princess can do whatever she pleases. So as long as she doesn't get caught. And I have your trust. If he orders for your head, I have quite an objection to that. For no knight has ever protected me quite like you have. Now, Sir Knight, as we finished our morning tea, might you accompany me on a stroll through the garden? I'm sure it'd be much approved as it is a beautiful morning. only a light breeze, and the lilacs are blooming. My lessons don't start for another hour. We've nothing to fear. Well, Sir Knight, do you fancy a walk with me?